Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota. My name is Charlie Polkebeck. I'll be your host for the next hour, and I'd like to let you know that Center Stage is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And I've got a whole bunch of fun music lined up for tonight's show. A little bit of a range. It's kind of mostly rock, but we got some blues in there as well and some folk. And we're going to start off with some country rock. We're going to start off with something that's going to be a record from the record that's going to be coming out from the Jayhawks on September the 30th. It's been pushed back from the 15th to the 30th, called Mockingbird Time. It's the Jayhawks in mostly their, probably the form they were about the time that they put out Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass. That lineup is back. And the new record's called Mockingbird Time. This is Pouring Down at Dawn.
Baby, close the door. The only one you know. The footsteps you keep wandering on and on. Pouring rain at dawn. Set yourself at ease. You're always on my mind. Close the door, I close the door. That's all. I chose my way to fall. I don't wanna be ungrateful. I don't wanna be unfaithful. I just wanna be the one you hold. But if I could, I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you. Landing on my knees, the rose you gave to me. Healing comes to those who are the most in need. The ones you're looking for. Say before I go, this is all I know. The reasons why I can't rely on all this time. It only goes so slow. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be unfaithful. I just want to be the one you hold. Can't turn back the hands of time. But if I could, I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you.
Churchyard down the street on every side. On each street corner you will find there are people in this place on every side. Hey, do you know what you're doing tonight, honey? Hey, do you know what you do? Yeah, I said, hey, do you know what you're doing tonight, darling? Hey, do you know what you do? Yes, there's a barmaid on your sleeve. Thank you.
from 1971. That is a self-titled release from Bonnie Raitt. Obviously not Bonnie, not from Minnesota, but all the other roots about, just about every other detail about that record is Minnesota related. We heard the song Bluebird and Mighty Tight Woman. Before that, we heard from the Jayhawks' first release called the Bunkhouse Release. Self-titled release, also called the Bunkhouse Release because it was released on Bunkhouse Records, which didn't last long, and the record had disappeared for a long time. It was re-released this last year, much to my pleasure. We heard People in This Place on Every Side from the upcoming release from the Jayhawks called Mockingbird Time. We heard Pouring Rain at Dawn, and that's from Mockingbird Time from the Jayhawks. The Jayhawks, in an interview that Mark Olson did in one of the very first Center Stage Minnesota episodes, he talked about how the Jayhawks were sort of born out of the group of musicians that played on Bonnie Raitt's first record in 1971, and that would include, but not be limited to, Willie Murphy with Willie and the Bumblebees, and Curtis Ray and Glover were also involved in the making and releasing of this record. And I'm just going to read a small liner note from this. This music was made at an empty summer camp on an enchanted island about 30 miles west of Minneapolis on Lake Minnetonka. In between ping pong and fishing, we recorded in a wood frame garage with Dave and Sylvia working the equipment from a loft above us. We recorded live on four tracks because we wanted some more spontaneous, natural feeling in the music, a feeling often sacrificed when musicians know they can overdub. That's just part of the liner notes, but it just tells you kind of what the scene was there. Sounds like a lot of fun making that record. Okay, you're listening to Center Stage Minnesota, and coming up, I've got something from the Gooby Band, a song about bowling. We're going to hear from the Honey Dogs, the Tisdales, all coming up. Arc Welder, pretty recent release from Tapes and Tapes. We'll be on the way. Here is the Gooby Band. After rave,
rather be bowling. Let's go bowling. Let's go bowling. Bowling. Let's go bowling. 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 Let's go bowling. 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 Let's go bowling. Bowling.
No more bowling. Don't say the sunshine committee never tries.
There's the Honey Dogs from, that's the title track from their EP called Sunshine Committee. And that's an Adam Levy's longtime project. The Gooby Band before that, from Down in the Basement, we heard Let's Go Bowling. And let's see, we're going to hear from a band that you can hear, I believe, if I've got this right, at the Mid-St. Louis County Fair this weekend. And it's a band centered around Rich Madsen, who's had a number of great bands going back a ways in Minneapolis, and we're now where he's now based up in Sparta, Minnesota. This is from the Tisdales, and this is one of my favorite songs, Minnesota or otherwise, from 2009. This is called Like a Horse.
Train it like a horse, like a horse, like a tried to find our ways in an unpaved maze. We were traveling in a haze. Pick one of the three. Nobody rides for free.
Man who I think is probably the better, definitely the better lyricist and very possibly the better songwriter, and that's saying a lot, between Bob Mould and Grant Hart. That's Grant Hart. I'm talking about the band Husker Du, which they were both in. That's a solo from a solo release from Grant Hart called Good News for Modern Man. And we heard Nobody Rides for Free. Arkwelder before that, that's a band that's made up by a pair of brothers, Rob and Bill Graber, Scott McDonald on drums and vocals, and Rob and Bill would switch between guitar and bass depending on the song. Arkwelder was around for a lot of the 90s. They still play around Minneapolis, and great show. If you ever get a chance to see them, go see them. Touch of Go Records has been very patient with them over the years. They've had good 5 years between releases. But they still will put out their stuff and send them on tour. That's Arkwelder, and we heard Truth from the record Pull. Tapes and Tapes from their release called Outside, we heard Bada Boom. That's a release from this year. The Tisdales started that set with Like a Horse. A band you can see in Bemidji this Saturday at the Blue Ox is a band that I've really been liking the two releases that we have here at KAXE from the Magic Castles. And I'm going to be there Saturday. I would suggest you go too. We're going to hear a couple from them. And from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is The Ones We Love.
I'm
That I want to say came out about 2002. That is the Great Depression, a band that was from Minneapolis when they put out this record called Unconscious Pilot. We heard the song Sargasso Sea, and last I read of them, they had relocated to the city of Copenhagen, Denmark. So, but that was a Minnesota band at one time, and at the time that they released this really great record called Unconscious Pilot. From the Magic Castles, we heard two before that. That's a band you can see at the Blue Ox on Saturday in Bemidji. From the Lore of the Mysticore release, we heard 10,100. And from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, we heard The Ones We Love. All right. Well, we heard from... talked about Willie Murphy earlier in the show in relation to Bonnie Raitt's first release, and here is from Willie Murphy's latest release from 2009 called A Shot of Love in a Time of Need. This is Love Attack.
Thank you. nothing. In fact, it was a blank. You came along, ooh wee baby, put a little tiger in my tank. It hit me just like lightning. I just had a love attack. I just had a love attack now. Listen. I had the mumps and the measles. Lord, had the whooping cough. I've been down with double pneumonia. But I was able to shake it off.
Thank you.